This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, January 19th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian Solidarity Worldwide reports that Nigerian officials are working on freeing Leah Sheribu from the Islamic State. Nigeria's Chief of Defense, General Lucky Irabor, told Good Morning Nigeria that he was aware of plans to ensure, quote, not just Leah Sheribu, but every other person held captive is released, end quote. Back in 2018, the Islamic State kidnapped Leah along with 100 other schoolgirls. The Muslim militants released all the girls except Leah because she refused to renounce her Christian faith. The Islamists now hold her as a, quote, slave for life, end quote. Please continue to pray for God's comfort for Leah Sheribu and for a quick release. Psalm 37, verse 28 says, "For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off." The Omicron COVID variant is only a month and a half old, but it may have already reached its peak. Scientists think that cases in Britain may have peaked and that cases in the U.S. might be about to peak as well. Meanwhile, a Kaiser Permanente Southern California study found that Omicron cases are 91% less likely to result in death compared with the Delta variant cases. People with Omicron were also 74% less likely to go to the ICU and 53% less likely to be hospitalized. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments in a case over Boston's refusal to fly a Christian flag. For 12 years, Boston has allowed people to fly flags for their causes, including sexually perverted lifestyles. But when Camp Constitution applied for a Christian flag for a ceremony on Constitution Day, Boston denied the request simply because it was Christian. Proverbs 17, verse 15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord." Republican Glenn Youngkin took the oath of office as Virginia's governor on Saturday.
"I, Glenn Youngkin, do solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge all of the duties incumbent upon me as governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, according to the best of my ability, so help me God."
Youngkin is Virginia's 74th governor and the first Republican governor since 2014. He began with a series of executive orders. To his credit, he ended school mask mandates, ended a COVID shot mandate for state employees, and banned the Marxist and racist critical race theory in public schools. Yesterday, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled to keep the Texas Heartbeat Act in place, which protects the baby once a heartbeat is detected. The heartbeat is detectable around the sixth week of gestation. The court sent the challenge against the law to the Texas State Supreme Court. All eight judges on the state high court identify with the Republican Party. Texas Right to Life officials told Life News, quote, "The Texas Heartbeat Act has withstood another court decision and is continuing to save an estimated 100 preborn lives every day," end quote. A new Gallup poll found that Americans' political party preferences shifted from Democrat to Republican during 2021. At the beginning of 2021, 49% of Americans identified or leaned Democrat, and 40% identified or leaned Republican. By the end of the year, though, 47% preferred the Republican Party, and 42% preferred the Democrat Party. Thanks, President Biden. And finally, a Canadian church is celebrating a new convert after continuing to worship illegally under COVID-19 lockdowns. Jennifer Scott came to Christ out of a life of drugs and alcohol through the ministry of Trinity Bible Chapel in Ontario, Canada. The church incurred over $100,000 in fines for staying open, saying that, quote, "Jesus is worth it," end quote. Before her recent baptism, Scott said God used the church to save her life.
Most recently, I was smoking and shooting 7 grams of cocaine a day, and my son asked me to come to a prayer meeting at Trinity. In my small group, I asked for prayer to help me stop. I left a comment on one of Pastor Jacob's sermons on YouTube. Pastor Jacob took the time to find out who I was and tracked me down and called me to pray for me and to encourage me to keep coming to church. I did. I went down for prayer one morning and Elders Dean and Harvey prayed for me. The next day I got a phone call that there was an upcoming bed available at a sober living house in Cambridge. I kept coming to Trinity in the meantime. I have been clean and sober now for over 7 months. Moved into my own apartment, and the body of Christ here at Trinity has helped me with furniture and other blessings. None of these things would have happened if Trinity closed its doors and was solely online. I know for a fact that I'd be dead right now if God had not used this church in my life.
Luke 15, verse 7 says, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, January 19th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.